Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. All right, you guys, we have a new word for the month. I hope you guys are enjoying the words of the month as much as I am. I feel like I do say this every month, but when the new word comes, there seems to be all this opportunity to practice the new word. And we have a word this month that can sometimes make people get a little bit of that cringe factor going. And our word is service. How do you feel about that word, service? I literally sometimes say that word and you can see people just kind of like get a blank stare, or you can just kind of see their whole body twitch because the word service comes with a lot of expectation. So I want to tell you a little story today about service and how God has really brought me to a place where when I hear the word service, really what I hear is blessing, and really what I hear is opportunity, and I hear relationship, and I hear all these great words. But there was a time when I heard the word service, and I felt probably like a lot of you, I would kind of cringe. And what happened was I got hurt. I got really, really hurt, like the kind of hurt that crushes deep down in your soul, kind of hurt, not like somebody offended me, not like somebody said something that hurt my feelings, but the kind of hurt that happens where you are left sitting there kind of reevaluating a whole lot of things in your life and in your world. And when it happened, it took me by surprise. It obviously was really hurtful, and I didn't respond well. I responded naturally, but I didn't respond well, and my inkling was to just yank free, and that's what I did. I yanked free of everything. I remember sitting and praying and just trying to get my hands wrapped around the hurt that I had just experienced, and was talking with God and was just so heartbroken and crying and just said, Lord, I'm done. I am done serving your people. Can you believe I said that? I still kind of can't believe I said that. But that's how deep this wound was for me. I literally sat with Jesus and said, I'm not serving your people anymore. It's too painful. It's too hurtful. It's too hard. I don't like it. I don't like what it does to me. And I'm out. If there's people that you want me to love and serve, then you're going to have to bring them to my front door. And if they show up literally at my front door on my porch, I will love and serve those people. But anybody outside of that, I will not serve them. And there was this response that came that said, okay, you can have this summer. This was probably like late spring when it had happened. And there was this voice that was like, okay, well, you can have the summer. And I said, yeah, Lord, I don't think you understand the amount of pain that I'm in right now. Summer's just not going to cut it for me. So you can go ahead and say I can have the summer, but I'm done. Like, I'm out. I am tapping out, throwing in the towel. It's done. Find somebody else. And again, that gentle voice of Bonnie, you can have the summer. And I sat with that for a while. I was not really in a mood to argue, like I can even argue with Jesus anyways, but I wasn't in the mood. And I said, fine, Lord, then I'll just take the summer. We'll start there. We'll start with the summer. I'm in too much pain. I'm hurting too much. I don't even want to figure this out right now. So fine, we'll take the summer. And I did. It took me all summer. I really had to work through a lot of hurt. I had never this to this day in my whole 46 years of life, this was the second most hurtful thing that had ever happened to me in my world. So when I say it rocked my world, when I say it really shook me to my core, it really, really did. And it had to do with service. And I was done, you guys. I was 100% done, 100% tapped out. And the fall came and things shifted. Things shifted in my heart. I can really only attribute it to Jesus and grace and forgiveness and love and mercy and all the things. And I began to see that because I had pulled out of service, there was a hole in my life. And even though I was using that summer season to heal and restore, I had gone into that season with the intent of I'm not serving anymore. So God was gracious and he gave me that season to heal and restore, but I went into it with a different perspective. So by the time I had gotten to fall, I saw this huge hole that was missing in my life. And I saw that I had allowed what happened to me pull me out of ministry, pull me out of service. And really what I was doing is I was letting Satan have a foothold. Now, we can let Satan have a lot of different footholds in our life, but I hadn't really thought about him pulling me out of service as a foothold in my life, but it was. It pulled me out from doing what God had created me, what God had gifted me to do, and that's a foothold. That was giving Satan the power, that sin in my life, the power to stay there and have that impact. And so when I began to realize what was happening because of the fact that I was pulling myself out and I had written everything off and just, you know, said, forget it, I'm done, I was really allowing Satan to win. And that was having an eternal impact. And so I had to sit down with Jesus. I had to confess again. We had to do some more healing, some more figuring of the things out. But you guys, what was beautiful was that in that restoration process, God used that pain, God used that hurt to rebuild me in a whole new way that has allowed me to minister to others in a whole new way. It's allowed me to serve others in a completely different heart, in a completely different way than I would have before. And so I know that there's a lot of you out there that part of the reason you don't serve is because you have been hurt. And I understand that. I deeply, deeply identify with that and understand that. And I want to encourage you that when you can come to the place of healing, and when you choose to look at what's happened to you as an opportunity for growth, the amazing gift and blessing that's sitting and waiting there for you. And so as we talk about service this month, I want to encourage you to really examine your heart and examine why is it you aren't serving? And what do you need to do? Where do you need to heal? Where do you need to shift perspective? What needs to happen for you to shift that to where you can get back into service? Because one thing I do know is that God has called all of us to serve. It's part of our faith relationship with Jesus is serving. Now, service is going to look different to all of us, right? Some of us, it's going to look like maybe a super regular thing. You know, maybe we're serving someplace, a ministry, a church. I don't know. We're serving somewhere and we're serving, maybe we have an opportunity to give 10 hours a week. Okay. There's going to be others of us that service looks like a 1-hour Bible study a week that we're leading, or maybe it looks like providing meals to somebody who's sick. Maybe it looks like being available for, coffee with women that want to talk. Maybe it looks like mentoring. I mean, there are a million things that service can look like, and there's not a, you know, one size fits all. But what I do know is that we all have a part of service to play. We all have a role in that. And not only does it impact the people we're serving, but it impacts our own faith and it impacts our own lives. And when we miss that, you guys, we are missing out. We are missing out, and I don't want you to miss the gift and the blessing that comes with service. So even if you feel like right now, well, great, Bonnie, I don't have any time to serve. You do have time to serve. You've got to find where God's asking you to serve, because there's no time requirement. There's no minimum. There's nothing like that. It's really just the condition of your heart and looking to see where God's calling you to be. And if it is that hurt that's happened to you, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that that's happened in your life, but I can tell you when you come to the other side of it, it is a beautiful gift and it is a beautiful blessing. And it is okay to take the time to check out for a little bit and process through that. It really is. And there's a health to that. And I encourage that. I'm thankful that I stepped back from some things and that I evaluated. But you guys, you have to be intentional with that. You can't just check out and be done. You can't just check out and say, well, I'm just going to wait till I feel better. Okay? That's not a clear enough direction. That continues to let that stuff sit there and fester. But if you can intentionally say, I'm checking out for this season to do this work, to do this healing, to do this kind of examination, then there's a beautiful blessing that can come as a result. And when you step back into service, healed and restored, that is where a beautiful blessing is waiting for you. So as we look at service this month, I want you to be open. I want you to see if you can begin to look through eyes of opportunity and blessing when it comes to the word service. I want you to do some evaluation and see, where are you being called? Where has God gifted you? What has He given you a talent? What has He given you a gift in? Where does He want to use you? And if you have been hurt and if you are in the middle of working through that pain, our church has an amazing counseling department, and we'd be happy to come alongside and hear your hurt and help walk through that journey with you. All you have to do is reach out to us. You can reach out on our website, efcc.org, and there's a care and counseling department. Reach out to them, schedule an appointment. You guys, we would love to come alongside and be a part of that healing with you. All right, you guys, I hope you have a great month. Big love and blessings as you serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.